This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. Part 37 of The Peace of the Father. And today we're studying Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 13. Now, this is strange because what I intend to do is to study verses 12 through 16, and I'm studying verse 13 first. I'll tell you why. Because at the end, when I've got to verse 16, I'm going to go back to verse 12, and we're going to look through that list right there that you see. Tender-hearted, mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And I'll spend 4 or 5 days on that. So that is why I'm doing it this way around. So, Colossians, the third chapter, and the 13th verse says this. Make allowances for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Make allowance for each other's faults. We've all got faults. All of us, every single one of us, has faults. And the only way to achieve, no, not the only way, this is not true, not the only way, but one of the ways to achieve the peace of the Father, I believe, is stopping all the conflict. Why is there conflict? And I'm now talking about conflict in the family. I'm not even talking about conflict during across the world. I'm talking about conflict in the family, where there are arguments brewing all the time and we can't stand it. When a member of the family says something to us that offends us, so we go back at them and we offend them, and so it goes on. And these are the people we love. Heaven only knows what we're like with people that we don't love. The reason for these conflicts are that we are not making any allowance for each other's faults. We are just expecting the member of the family that we're looking at the moment. We know them. We know them well. So we're expecting something quite different. And we get very irritated. Sometimes we get very irritated by the way that person is. It is frustrating. It is difficult. It is so hard sometimes when you're in relationship. It could be your wife. It could be your husband. Yet when you married that person, did you make allowances for their faults? Did you know their faults? And you see what happens in conflict. Is that is what is not going on. Making allowances for each other's faults. Okay, I do this. I'm sorry I do this. I tend to do this out of a matter of habit. I'm really, really sorry. I shouldn't do it. That's the way we should be toward each other. Making allowance. Looking at the other person and saying, look, they're like that at the moment. That's the way it is. You see, oftentimes when we marry, when we meet someone and we decide we fall in love and we want to get married, and we get married, what happens? We try to change the other person. What's that all about? Why would we want to change them? I thought we fell in love with what we saw at the time. So why are we trying to change them? Well, because we're just doing a little tweak here and there. No. There's no little tweaks here and there. What we need to do is make a decision that we will make allowances for each other. And it is God through His Holy Spirit that can help us do that. How? By lifting that person to God in prayer. It could be your brother. It could be your sister. Your auntie, your uncle, your grandfather, your grandmother. It could be anybody in this wonderful family. But there's conflict. There are arguments. Why are there arguments? Because there is no allowance in a family for each other's faults, and there should be. He who is without sin, cast the first stone, said Jesus. And no one threw a stone, because they knew that they weren't without sin. They knew they were full of sin. So in honesty, they couldn't throw the first stone. All of us have faults. All of us fall short, says Paul in Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23. All of us fall short. We have allowances, or we have faults rather, and we need to make allowances for those faults. And then Paul goes on with just a little word, and he says, forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Underline the word must. If you're reading from the same version as me, or if you see the word must in your Bible, underline it. You haven't got a choice. You don't have a choice. We are called to forgive. That is part of our calling. That is part of what we are supposed to do. Jesus, when he taught us how to pray in Matthew, the 6th chapter, he said this, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Another version, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, who sin or offend us. And the amazing thing is, Jesus is teaching us how to pray here. And he says, forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. As is a tiny little word, but it means that at the same time we're asking you to forgive us, Lord, at that very same time, we are asking for forgiveness for what we've done wrong. And we are also forgiving others who have hurt us. At the same time, it is happening. Father, I did this yesterday. I'm so, so sorry. I pray in Jesus' name that you would forgive me. And I am forgiving that person, Lord, who was nasty to me yesterday, and it hurt me deeply, but with my will, I'm forgiving them right now, right at this moment. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And then if you look down in Matthew, the 6th chapter, you'll see in verse 14, Jesus says, if you do not forgive, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. If you do forgive, your Father in heaven will forgive you. It's very clear. Jesus is being very clear. He couldn't be clearer, in fact. You can't get round it. You can't find a way around it. Because there is no way around this whole subject. You can't manipulate the Word of God into saying something you want it to say because it doesn't say it. It's very clear. Forgive. As your Lord Jesus forgave you, forgive. You don't need to forgive with your emotion. The emotion's got nothing to do with this, beloved. It's with your will you forgive. It's with your decision-making process. That is how you forgive. And you need to forgive others who have hurt you as your Father in heaven forgives you. And at the same time, you are to make allowances for people's faults. Make allowances for each other's faults. That is so true. That is so powerful. I want you to think just for a moment. Think about the last argument you had within your family. And I'm only dealing with the family at the moment. How we deal with people we work with, we go to school with, that we interact with on a daily basis is another thing. But we're dealing with your family members at the moment, those who are closest to you, those who are really close to you. I want you to think about them. And I want you to think very carefully about their faults. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Are you making allowances for their faults? Or are you simply not making any allowances at all? And therefore, that is why there is conflict. Are you trying to change people in your family, your husband, your wife, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. Are you trying to change them? And therefore, because you're trying to change them, you're not making any allowance for the faults that they have. Is that you? Is that how you are? Now, I'm not speaking to them because I'm talking to you. The fact that they have got faults and you have got faults and they're not making allowances for your faults is nothing to do with this because God will deal with them. I'm talking about you right now because I believe God is dealing with you at this moment as I bring this message. Do you forgive readily? Do you make allowances for faults regularly? I know it's so difficult. It is so hard. But I believe when we begin to do that, make allowances for each other's faults, to forgive all the time without even thinking about it, I think that's when the peace of the Lord will flood into this situation. Silence, be still, will be the watchword. Pray with me, Heavenly Father. I am so sorry that I haven't regularly made allowances for faults in other people, and I haven't forgiven quickly enough. Father, for those things, I pray in Jesus' name that you would forgive me. And Lord, when I need to make allowances and when I need to forgive, Father, I ask you in Jesus' mighty name that you would convict me and remind me of this scripture. Teach me, Father, the way I need to be taught. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, that is amazing, and I know that God Almighty is going to teach you as He's going to teach me, and He is going to convict you as He's convicting me, that this is what we need to do. We need to do this at all times, and we never need to forget this scripture. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.